Welcome to the 2009 Application Acceleration Challenge at WebTorials. I'm Robin Leyland, an analyst in the networking industry and host of the Challenge series at WebTorials. Today I have Tim Bradzeal, a marketing manager at Citrix System, with me. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, Robin.
Let's start with the questioning. First, Citrix is a major player in this field, and what trends does Citrix see driving the optimization and acceleration area?
Sure. Well, let me take one step back and just say that one clear overarching trend we're seeing as a company is that more and more customers are adopting application and desktop virtualization, which is also known as VDI, as a way of radically simplifying computing and reducing costs. So for those that don't know, application desktop virtualization are technologies that let IT host and manage applications and desktops centrally from the data center and then deliver them to any user anywhere. And today, Citrix already has more than 200,000 customers using application and desktop virtualization. But what we've seen in the past is that many of these customers had fairly tactical deployments. And what I mean by that is they might be using those technologies just for delivering a few applications or for fairly small user populations. But in today's economic environment, almost all of our customers are looking to expand their use of application and desktop virtualization because these technologies have a TCO, a total cost of ownership, that's up to 50% less than traditional approaches to application and desktop management. So now, jumping back to optimization and acceleration, what does this trend have to do with those technologies? Well, as our customers go down the path of wide-scale deployment of application and desktop virtualization, we see that they are going to need solutions to accelerate and optimize the performance of these technologies over the WAN so that they can extend application and desktop virtualization to all their user population, including those in branch offices.
Okay. I think both of us would agree that virtual desktop can save a lot of money, but the concern I always have is it can generate a lot of data, you know, and that puts a lot of pressure on the WAN. And I'm kind of interested in how you can deal with this. I mean, when we generally talk about optimization acceleration, you know, we've primarily talked about HTTP and Microsoft's file program, CIFS. So what's fundamentally different about optimizing and accelerating virtual desktops and applications compared to, say, CIFS or HTTP?
Okay, well, some of the things are the same, but then other things are different. So let me take a stab at explaining this. There are a couple different ways of delivering virtual applications and desktop. But for simplicity, let's focus on what's referred to as the hosted model, where the application or desktop runs in the data center, and then just the presentation of that application is virtualized and delivered across the WAN using a lightweight protocol such as Citrix ICA or Microsoft RDP. So both of these protocols run over TCP, just like most of the application traffic on the WAN, like CIFS, HTTP, etc. So you got to do TCP optimizations to mitigate against performance penalties and against performance penalties associated with network latency and packet loss, just like you do for those other applications. So that's sort of what's the same. What's different is that the protocols themselves, ICA and RDP, are already relatively optimized in terms of bandwidth usage and not being overly chatty compared to, let's say, CIFS and HTTP. But it's really best to think of that optimization as being, those protocols as being optimized for single user sessions. So for example, both ICA and RDP already compress traffic within an individual user's session. But what you see in a branch office environment where you might have, you know, 50 or 100 users accessing the same standard virtual desktop image that's hosted back in the data center is that there's going to be a good deal of redundant traffic, common bitmap graphics, etc., that is going across each of those individual user sessions. So here there's an opportunity to do cross-session deduplication to really reduce the amount of traffic going across that that network. So, but really the unique challenge, obviously a number of products are out there that can do cross-session deduplication. Really for virtual applications and desktops, the unique challenge is having the branch optimization appliance coordinating with the virtualization infrastructure that's back in the data center to disable certain single user optimizations so that it can then apply more efficient multi-user optimizations on the traffic like deduplication. So it's really that need for close coordination between the appliance, let's say in the branch office, and the virtualization infrastructure back in the data center to deliver the best acceleration and optimization.
Okay, so what specifically is Citrix doing to address this issue? I mean, what are you doing in the general, and what are you doing that's unique?
Sure. Well, so Citrix offers a branch optimization solution called Citrix Branch Repeater. And this product has a number of different features. It's got a full WAN optimization feature set that does things like protocol optimization, compression, deduplication, prioritization, protocol acceleration for SIFS, HTTP, FTP, and other protocols. So it does all of that stuff. But we recently introduced a new version of Branch Repeater called Branch Repeater 5 that includes two very important new features. And those features are called HDX IntelliCache and HDX Broadcast. And these features have been tagged with the name HDX, which at Citrix represents all of the technologies that we have spanning from the data center to the network to the device that work in concert to deliver a, what we call high definition experience for branch users. So just to dive into these two features a little bit more, the first feature, HDX IntelliCache, works by locally caching and deduplicating redundant traffic that is being sent over the WAN within the Citrix ICA virtual delivery protocol. HDX IntelliCache also does some staging of streamed applications, which is another form of application virtualization. The other new feature, HDX Broadcast, are enhancements to some of our underlying WAN optimization technologies that have been essentially tuned for virtual application and desktop environments. And so they ensure reliable high performance delivery of those types of applications over any network, including those with high latency and packet loss. But beyond the individual features, really our secret sauce with HDX is what we call adaptive orchestration. And so this is really best explained with an example. So again, within a single user session, our application virtualization product, which is known as Citrix XenApp, is already compressing and optionally encrypting the ICA traffic. So this compression and encryption that's taking place back in the data center makes it impossible for sort of traditional WAN optimization solutions to look at the traffic, to see the traffic, and perform the necessary optimizations. So adaptive orchestration solves this problem. When we have a branch repeater appliance present in the network, it will orchestrate with Citrix XenApp to disable compression for all users within that branch office. So then it's able to see the traffic in the clear and perform cross-session deduplication. And the result is much higher performance for the end users and also much lower bandwidth consumption. In fact, we're able to support up to 4 times the number of XenApp users in a branch office without without having to increase bandwidth to that branch.
Okay, so just to follow up on that real quick. So if somebody is really interested in virtual desktop for their branch office, the key thing they need to ask the acceleration optimization vendor is how do they deal with the fact that a lot of the virtual desktops compress and encrypt the data? I mean, how do they handle that problem? Is that right?
Well, it's because a lot of them are already compressing and encrypting the data, it's can the solution work with the virtualization infrastructure in the data center to decide whether or not to leverage the those optimizations that may already be occurring, or to selectively turn some of them off and allowing the branch optimization solution to perform optimizations across multiple user sessions. And the second thing is, have the core WAN or branch optimization technologies like compression, like protocol optimization, been tuned to be able to optimize that the intricacies of that type of traffic and some of the differences between, let's say, ICA and RDP and other protocols like SIFS and HTTP.
Okay, let's expand the branch office discussion a little bit more. Sure. Besides virtual desktop, what other trends do you see happening in the branch?
All right, well, we are sort of seeing the first phase of branch consolidation really coming to an end. And so what I mean by that is this effort to remove application infrastructure and storage from the branch and centralize that in the data center has really become mainstream. And obviously, WAN optimization played a huge role in allowing that consolidation to occur. And now what we're seeing is really sort of a second phase of branch consolidation where customers want to consolidate all the IT infrastructure that's now remaining in the branch. And the goal is really to simplify to drive down that TCO. So generally what we see with our customers is that, you know, they've moved a lot of the application infrastructure and storage out of the branch, but that they have decided to keep certain critical services like file, print, DHCP, DNS, and domain controllers in their branches for maximum performance and availability, even during WAN-out scenarios. So to address this need, we have worked very closely with one of our partners, one of our strategic partners, Microsoft, to develop a product known as Citrix Branch Repeater or Windows Server. So this product is a complete branch in a box that natively integrates all of our acceleration and optimization technology. So both what we do for virtual apps and desktops, as well as what we can do for traditional client server applications, along with Windows Server functionality. So this approach eliminates the need for dedicated servers in a branch. So just as an example, if a customer currently has a file, a print, and maybe another server doing domain control within the branch, they can consolidate all of those functions onto the branch appliance. And then beyond some of just the core services, we're actually also supporting some advanced services on the platform as well. So a couple examples here. We can host a Microsoft ISO server for web caching. And we can also act as an SMS secondary site within the branch, which can help to accelerate software distribution and patching of the desktops within that branch office.
Okay.
So that's a summary of just some of the other things that we see occurring in the branch and how we're addressing those needs.
Okay. Well, let's move a little bit off the branch and talk about mobile workers. We can't forget them. And so what do you do to address the needs of the mobile workers?
Sure. So we really see mobile workers, we like to think of them as a branch of one or an office of one. But obviously, mobility is a trend which is increasing with more and more users, taking the work home with them at night or going on the road. And so there is this need for acceleration and optimization when you're working outside of a branch office. But so we have developed a solution for mobile users, and it's known as the Citrix Repeater plugin. And this software contains the same, most of the same acceleration and optimization technology that's found in our branch repeater appliances. But we view mobile acceleration and optimization a little bit differently than some other vendors. So instead of offering this as really a standalone product, We really see acceleration and optimization as one of just several services that are needed on the desktop as part of a complete application delivery solution. So just to give that some context, a couple other services that are critical are, one, secure access, so being able to securely connect back to the resources in the data center. And another service that maybe belongs on the desktop too is end user performance monitoring, so that IT can monitor the SLAs that they've committed to delivering. So the approach we've taken is to develop sort of a lightweight agent for desktops known as the Citrix Receiver, and then specific plugins for these services that I've described. So our Citrix Receiver sits on the desktop. It's able to receive virtual applications in desktops, and then it has plugins for our repeater functionality. There's a plugin for our Access Gateway SSL VPN. There's a plugin for our end user performance monitoring. We have a plugin for click-to-call functionality and a number of other plugins. And that Citrix Receiver automatically receives updates when these plugins have been, new plugins are available back in the data center. And so this whole approach really simplifies both the end user experience, because now they just have a single client on their desktop that's handling all aspects of application delivery, and it also simplifies things for IT as well, because instead of having to sort of cobble together various components maybe from different vendors, they've got a single solution now for that is handling all aspects of application delivery on that endpoint.
Okay, sounds like you got quite a well-developed mobile solution for people.
We do, and we're actually seeing a good deal of interest in that today.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for listening to today's discussion. I also want to thank Tim for being part of the challenge discussions.
Well, thank you, Robin. I enjoyed the conversation.
Okay. You can find out more on Application Acceleration Optimization at the 2009 Application Acceleration Challenge page at WebTorials. And I highly encourage you to contact any of the sponsors, including Citrix, for more information and to learn how these application acceleration and optimization solutions can help your business and whatever problems they help you solve. Thank you.